Now let's lead off with Illinois manufacturers transforming their operations to join the fight against COVID-19. But as Eric Stock reports, one central Illinois business is doing its part without shifting production because it hadn't even opened yet.
Chris Ober was weeks from opening Black Band Distillery in Peoria when Governor J.B. Pritzker issued the shelter-in-place order. Ober says he felt an obligation to help.
Before we had even started the process, we had people asking. And it became overwhelmingly obvious that it was a necessity to provide. So because of that, we thought, you know, we don't really even have a choice.
Black Band is selling the sanitizer in industrial-sized containers, the smallest size, 1 gallon, sells for $57. Ober says he's not expecting to make money off the hand sanitizer that hospitals, municipalities, and others need.
I had somebody ask me straight up, hey, this seems expensive, and how much would you charge for a gallon of whiskey? I said, well, probably about $200 for a gallon of whiskey. So, I mean, that puts a little bit of perspective in it.
Ober says he plans to donate profits to charities hit hard by the pandemic. Black Band has teamed with the Distill Brewery in Normal to help distribute the hand sanitizer. Distill's Director of Restaurant Operations, Anna Ober Sutton, is Chris's sister.
Since we already have a lot of distribution and we're able to reach out to even a broader group of people in an additional community, we wanted to partner with him so we could help get more out to the public and out to municipalities and hospitals and places that really need it the most.
One of the governor's task force leaders that's helping shift factories to help the fight against COVID-19 says manufacturers have a warlike mentality. Mark Densler, president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, co-chairs the Illinois Essential Equipment Task Force.
Every time our nation has had a major challenge or crisis, manufacturers have stepped forward. We're doing it again today. I'm seeing liquor manufacturers are making hand sanitizer. Metal manufacturers are making emergency medical beds today instead of shelving units.
The group is looking to connect manufacturers and suppliers to bolster the supply chain for PPEs and other medical supplies. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.